Hey, hope you're having an awesome week. This is JR, President IPG Social Impact, and our blog for the week of October 24th, 2021 is titled, Is Social Media Helping You Improve the World? Our quote comes from Roxane Gay, quote, "Social media is something of a double-edged sword. At its best, social media offers unprecedented opportunities for marginalized people to speak and bring much-needed attention to the issues they face. At its worst, social media also offers everyone an unprecedented opportunity to share in collective outrage without reflection," unquote. Does social media help you feel better about yourself? Does liking popular content make you feel better? Does posting content that is liked many times make you feel good? Does social media genuinely enable you to lead a significantly better, purpose-driven life? Think about it. Does it? What if every time someone likes something on social media, they had to actually do something to improve the lives of another person? Just imagine, instead of 3,000 likes, we had 3,000 dids. Yeah, instead of a like, do. Go on, do something. Just imagine, instead of 100 celebrates, we observe 100, I'll do that good thing too. Just imagine, and I love this one because you see executives talk about how wonderful their organization is, but they really don't interact or do anything outside what makes them look good. So just imagine, instead of 1,000 executives commenting to primarily create the appearance they and possibly their organization, it's important that they look good. They look good. They actually invested 1 hour of their personal time for each comment. Not organizational time, since that's already their job. One critical thing I learned in climbing the corporate ladder and now interacting with executives and organizations, I'm sorry, but it's not really that difficult, and it's quite self-beneficial. What's not to like? You have more influence, you make more money, and it's actually an easier job. Further, we're all just a cog in a tiny, tiny wheel. Yes, regardless of your title and organizational size. Your organization is a tiny cog on the wheel of the country, which in turn, the country is merely a cog in the wheel called the world. I'm sorry, but your title has very little to do with leading a purpose-driven life. A lot of people, it takes many, many years before they realize this. I'm sorry, but your title has very little to do with how generations to come will view or even remember you. I'm sorry, but your title and opinions have very little to do with how the world continues to move day after day with or without you. And these apply to me as well. Is the minute I'm gone, the world is going to keep on turning. Decisions and actions beyond, this is critical, beyond the paths that are most personally attractive to do, that actually make the world a better place for others, these do matter. So, how are you doing? It's almost exclusively top 7% leaders who actually change the world. although 99% talk about it. Are you a top 7% leader who'd love to intelligently create $100,000 a month for your favorite nonprofits? Not just one, but as many as you want. That's what our intelligent social impact model does. So if you really want to make a social impact, this is the best way to leverage your time, energy, and impact thousands of people. So if you believe you are a top 7% leader, let's explore possible opportunities. Simply send me a message on LinkedIn or directly at jim.runcevich@ipgsocialimpact. Let's all get mad. Let's all get making a difference. Blessings. Go forth. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I hope you enjoy the blog. Thank you.